Well, to breaking news this morning, and protests in Belfast have turned violent in the past few hours with several vehicles set alight after a Sudanese man was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder in an alleged brutal knife attack. The victim, in his 40s, was taken to hospital with wounds to his face, neck and back. His condition was described as serious. This comes amid increased tension in parts of the United Kingdom. Curtis Reid is a reporter with the Belfast Telegraph and lives in Northern Ireland. Curtis, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
Good, thanks, Curtis. What do we know about this incident? What happened?
Yeah, so essentially last night we woke up to some very distressing footage this morning here in Northern Ireland, which showed a man who's now been identified as a Sudanese national, who's around 30 years old, on top of another man, and he was essentially stabbing him in the neck. It was quite brutal footage, sort of sent shockwaves across Northern Ireland. Now, the man was taken away from the scene and was arrested, and he's now since been charged with attempted murder, and the victim himself was later taken to hospital with significant and very serious critical injuries, and he's currently still in that condition in hospital.
Curtis, how does this fit into the bigger picture of political tensions and racial tensions that we've seen flaring up, particularly in England?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we had the Henry Novak incident a couple of weeks ago in England, and then exactly a year ago this week, Northern Ireland had its own tensions over immigration in the streets of Ballymena, a small village just in North Antrim. So yeah, so I mean, this comes at a time where, you know, tensions around immigration status and immigration levels, particularly in Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK, is obviously incredibly high. So this is just obviously very, you know, inflamed the situation.
What sort of messages and questions are being raised about immigration levels in Northern Ireland right now?
I think in particular when it comes to this case, you know, the First and the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill and Emma Little-Pengelly, were questioned today in regards to the actual immigration status of the perpetrator of this brutal attack. You know, they asked, you know, how he was able to get into Northern Ireland and what route that he actually did take. It was later confirmed that he arrived via Dublin, where he claimed asylum and then was given leave to remain status in Northern Ireland up until about February 2028. So, I mean, there are questions around the status, you know, of you know, illegal immigration here. Now, I will point out, and it is worth mentioning, that when it comes to the statistics around immigration, Northern Ireland does still remain, you know, one of the lowest places in the UK in regards to migration levels. But it's obviously something that is incredibly, you know, there's a lot of tension around the levels here, particularly with the influx of people who have came via the south of Ireland and the Republic of Ireland up to the north.
Curtis, Northern Ireland certainly has its own political ecosystem with some of the issues from the past and issues of the present together. What sort of presence do groups like Reform have in Northern Ireland right now?
I wouldn't say a large presence. I mean, we're definitely seeing sort of breadcrumbs being laid by, you know, the likes of Reform, you know, particularly here. You know, I don't think it's not as, certainly not as widespread as it is in England. They don't have an official party here in Northern Ireland yet or anything like that. I mean, there's lots of mixed messaging when it comes to the topic of immigration, when it comes to Northern Ireland's own political parties. Sinn Féin, who, you know, obviously our First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, is the Vice President of that party. There's a lot of critique around Sinn Féin messaging of immigration because it seems to differ in the south compared to the north. So when it comes to the influence of parties like Reform, it's not substantial, but with incidents like this, there is obviously fears between lots of communities that type of messaging will catch on.
Why do you think there is a strong anti-immigrant sentiment in Northern Ireland, given comparatively that the numbers are relatively low, Curtis?
I wouldn't say there was a strong anti-immigrant sentiment in Northern Ireland. I think, you know, it's definitely a concern. I think a lot of people have just concerns about, you know, immigration levels. You know, and you know, I think that's a sentiment that's shared amongst the population. But, you know, in terms of the more extremist ideology that we would see in the likes of other places in the UK, I don't think that is as strong here. But, you know, in terms of, you know, I think it's just that political messaging, which is, you know, coming over from, you know, maybe the United States or England. And it's, you know, it is slowly creeping into here as well, despite the fact that our migration levels are statistically quite low.
What comments have we had from political leaders in Northern Ireland in the past few hours about the situation, particularly the protests that have followed this incident?
Well, there's been a very, very united condemnation of, you know, the incident. So, you know, it's quite rare in Northern Ireland that all of our political parties would agree on something, but they issued a very rare joint statement earlier on today condemning the incident. And all of them were very much calling for peace. They were calling for peaceful scenes, and they were not, you know, advocating violence or advocating disruptive protests. I mean, obviously, all of them respect the right to peaceful protests, but when it comes to... you know, the worry that we were going to see similar scenes like we've seen in Ballymena last year, you know, there was obviously a real condemnation of that, especially because the attack was so brutal and because it was videoed and it really sent shockwaves across the entire place. You know, there really was a strong messaging from all of the political parties.
And several members of the public stepped in as this incident unfolded.
They did. They did. So two men were arriving home into the street where it happened. One of them has actually identified himself in recent hours there, a man called Matt. He saw the incident and he was arriving back from hurling practice with his son. So if your listeners aren't familiar, hurling is an Irish sport and it's played with a large wooden bat. And essentially he got out of the car, seeing the scene that was happening, and he struck the attacker to get him off the victim multiple times with the actual hurling bat himself. And they were praised, both him and another man who helped restrain the attacker onto the ground before the emergency services arrived. And they were praised by the police constable, police chief constable this afternoon for their actions and for their heroic ability, because essentially, you know, they were able to you know, get this attacker off him.
Mm-hmm. Curtis, a busy news day for you. Thank you so much for making some time.
Thank you very much, Sally.